Tonight, I'd like to speak to you a few minutes from the Word of God and share with you my enthusiasm for Christ. I would like to spend days, as I have said, I'd like to spend days here with you and tell you about the wonderful hidden mysteries of Almighty God and to reveal to you the many visions that we've had and the great wonderful secrets that has been revealed to us, which is going to be revealed to the church. As of now, many of us are still children in the Lord. We're just babes. And the Bible tells us to desire the sincere milk of the Word that we might grow thereby. And then He tells us that the meat is for the strong. They who have by reasoning exercised their senses to be able to discern between good and evil. And we're looking forward to seeing the church come into these wonderful great mysteries as to the strong meat, for the meat is for the strong. But until then, we are desiring the sincere milk of the Word. Paul said, travailing until Christ be formed within you. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the glory that the Lord Jesus appeared in as He stood on the Mount of Transfiguration between Moses and Elijah, when His raiment glistened and was white as snow. It was this glory. He appeared there in glory. And Christ in you is the hope of you entering into that wonderful glory. For the Bible says that the promise was made unto one, not as unto seeds of many, but as unto Isaac, the seed of Abraham, as to seeds of one, pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He alone is heir to the glory of God. So then He within you is greater than Satan that is in the world. And He within you is your hope of that wonderful glory. And within you is the kingdom of God. For the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you. And you are being transformated in your thoughts from your own human thoughts as to the infiltration that has come by the fall of Adam, Satan having taken advantage to the weakness of the flesh. God hath let the Spirit of His Son enter into your heart that He might move the infiltration and cleanse your mind by the great filter of His love, that Christ might rule and reign in your heart, having the full preeminence, that you may be transformed in your mind from your human understanding and the derogative thoughts of life as to fear and frustration and defeat. God, moving you from thought to thought, inspiration to inspiration, perception to perception, divine revelation to divine revelation, and bringing you by a transformation into a new mind, that this mind might be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And remember this, folks. Just before I read, the Bible says, as a man or a woman thinketh in their heart, so they are. This does not mean because I think that I am something or someone that that is what I am. It does not mean that if I think that I am rich, then am I rich when I'm poor. It does not mean that if I think that I am a Christian, when I'm not a Christian, that makes me a Christian. It doesn't mean thinking that way, but it does mean that if my heart, within my heart, the Bible said, as a man thinketh within his heart is in his mind is in his heart, his brain is in his head, but his mind is in his heart. And it does mean that if I have the knowledge of a physician, then in my heart I think according to the knowledge of a physician, thus I am a physician. If I let a devil spirit get a hold of me like Judas did, then I think as a devil, and I have the thoughts of a devil, then am I a devil. Well, Jesus said, I've chosen 12 of you and one of you is a devil. But if I have the mind of Christ and I think as Christ, then that means, as Paul said, it's not me living, but Christ living within me, and the life I now live, I live by the Son of God that dwelleth within me, and that I am now bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. That is to say, to think as God thinks, it makes me, as I preached to you the other night, to become a God Or Jesus said, ye are gods because you have the mind of Christ. Let this thinking be in you. Let this mind be in you. Let it transformate your thinking. Because if you think as an eternal being, then are ye an eternal being. And these thoughts are spirit and these words are life. And when we instill these things within you to transformate your mind from the condition that it's in as to the fallen state of man, as through Adam, in Adam all die, to bring you to the quickening spirit of the second man Adam, which is the quickening spirit, and to bring you into the mind of Christ, then do you live, and the Bible said you pass from death unto life and shall never come into condemnation. So then, I want you to remember these thoughts, think on these thoughts, let God talk to you from the Holy Scripture, and from night to night as we share these enthusiasm with you, these enthusiasm, remember, it is because we are getting close to the translation of the church. That is the change of the body from mortality to immortality. The Bible said from terrestrial to celestial, from corruptible to incorruptible. And you're on the verge of a generation changing in their body and not having to go by the caskets. There is a generation that will not die. They will not be put in the ground. Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the trump of God, at the coming of the trump of God. So then we know that we're nearing the trump of God. And when he said, behold, I show you a mystery, and at the sounding of the last trump, the mystery of God would be finished. So when the mystery of God is revealed, that means that you're going to be changed into a celestial being, and we're on the verge of this generation coming in that is going to recognize that by faith, through the finished works of the Son of God, that they have conquered death. And in the conquering of death, that will mean that the dead cannot be held in the graves any longer. When you conquer death, the dead will get up out of the graves because you are going to conquer death. And when you conquer death, your dad, your mother, your loved ones, father, mother, children, loved ones, brothers, sisters, they're going to get up out of the grave. And we're on the verge of doing that. The same word that spoke the world into existence. The same word that created you, the same word that Jesus used to raise the dead, even from the entombment. He brought them out. Peter raised the dead by the word. Jesus said, go heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you've received, freely give. This was the charge. This was the commission. So then we see that this great mighty thing is beginning to take place. We know that now the great mysteries of God is about to be finished. And as they said, why do you speak to these people in parables, seeing they understand not what you say? And he said, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them it is not given. Therefore the church must know these great, wonderful mysteries of God, because it's going to make them eternal in their body, and they're never going to have sickness again, and they're never going to have poverty again. He said, behold, I give unto you all power over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And the Bible said, death is an enemy, the last one to be conquered. So then you're on the verge of the conquering of death. The price has already been paid for the redemption of the body. And the Bible teaches we are waiting to wit the redemption of the body. To wit the redemption, that is to come into the knowledge, to understand this wonderful, great knowledge of God. Ye are gods, but ye shall die like men. By predestination, you are predestinated unto Godship, an eternal change in your body as to more immortality. But because you have not yet developed to come to this mind of Godship as to eternal securities, then you are still dying the death as of a man, Adam, because it is appointed a demand once to die, and after that, the judgment. But remember, beloved friend, ye are not accounted for as men. The Bible said you are not of this world, for I have chosen you out of this world, and I have hid you with Christ in God, whom the heavens have received, until the restoring as to the millennium or the restitution of all things. And he said, rejoice ye that are in heaven, For you are sitting in heavenly places, and heaven is a spirit. It is the Spirit of God, and your inner being as an angelic being has been translated into the marvelous kingdom of God. For the Bible said the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached. Your inner man was caught up to the throne of God, as into the Spirit of Christ, and it is sealed to where the evil one can never touch it. So your angelic being cannot go into the lake of fire, which is called the second death, which means that you cannot die. For death is the separation of your inner spirit as to your angelic being from God, the eternal spirit. And your spirit can never be separated from God after your new birth. Your body can be separated from the spirit, which is asleep. And your body will go into the grave. And it will continue to do that until we come to this great knowledge of the mystery that ye are gods and that ye cannot die. And then you'll change the body to where even the body will not sleep nor be put into the dust. And this is the reason why that we're in the Filipino Islands, because of this great wonderful thing that God is doing, and He has chosen you people here, as I said the other night. I want to read just a little bit of Scripture, just a line or two of Scripture, and elaborate just a little more, and we won't hold you long. Alright, it says in the second chapter of the book of Revelation, in the 7th verse, it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Alright. We're going to talk with you just a few minutes, and then we're going to let you go. I believe that you will agree with me that the things of God have an end, as the Bible has told us, and that we are to continue to the end, and the Bible says to hold fast our faith unto the end. Not everyone is going to believe. Not everyone is going to accept the gospel. Not everyone is going to hear the gospel. Because the world, if you are of the world, then the world would love you. But the Bible said the world loveth you not because you are not of the world. So then if you're not of the world isn't going to love you. They're not going to have any interest in you because you are children of the resurrection. You are children of heaven. So then the Bible said the world isn't going to love you. So God tells us not to love the world. Not to love the world, nor the things that are in the world. For all that is of the world is the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh, and the world, and the lust thereof passeth away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So then everybody isn't going to hear us. But the Bible says, he that is of God will hear God's word. He that is of God will hear God's word. So then tonight, children of God, you hear God's word because you are of God. When we speak these words, it doesn't seem like much. A man is up here, he's giving forth oral expressions, and yet the Bible said it's not him that speaketh, but it is God speaking from within him. That you are the temples of the living God, and God is within his temple. And let all the world keep silent as God speaks. And these words, even as Jesus walked along the shores of Galilee, I have traced his footsteps where he walked there. And as he walked along the Sea of Galilee and down in Capernaum, where he had done great and mighty things, he upbraided those people. He upbraided those countries as Tyre, as Sidon, and of Chorazin. Of these different cities, he upbraided them because he'd done many mighty works in them. And he spoke great words. And they said, "Never man spake like this man. For his words are with power. For he spake with authority and commanded the unclean spirits." See, but he was a man, and he spake words, and people mocked him. They said, "Is not this the son of Joseph the carpenter? Is not this Mary's son? Why, we know his origin. When Christ comes, will we know from whence he is?" And so then he spoke the words of life. They did not understand. See, when these words come forth to you from me, when it is God speaking, not me, it is words of spirit, it is words of life, it is words that hold great depths of mystery. And these words taken within your heart, when they come into your heart and you meditate on these things and give yourself fully to these things, they begin to enlarge on the inside. And this conception of divine seed as to Christ, this babe begins to grow within the womb of your heart. And after a while, he grows greater and mightier, because it is Christ being formed within you, Paul said. And so this great mind of God begins to form within you, and soon you become mighty and you become powerful. It's like a person going to school. They're moving from the elementary side of life on to the diplomacy of life. And they're moving grade by grade. They're moving step by step. But see, doing all this time, the scientific things. Scientist has meaning knowledge. And so then they are learning great things, and soon they become the masters of the world, because the average individual isn't doing that. The average individual is just passing around through the world. They're not giving themselves to study. They're eating and drinking. They're enjoying the world. But see, they are dependent upon these great scientific minds of ability that keeps things together to bring them lighting and to bring them the things that's necessitated in life for their convenience in life. So then these great people are moving on and on. The same way with money powers. People are making money up in the upper echelon. They're moving on and on to the great conveniences of life. And folks, this is the way it is with the children of God. The world doesn't know it, but we are absorbing the Word of God, and this great mind is growing bigger and bigger. It's the same mind. It's the same Word. And the Bible said God sent His Word, and by His Word He cast out the unclean spirits. And He spoke His Word to them, and the dead came forth. And He spoke His Word to them, and the Bible said He sent His Word and healed them. So when these words come, they are healing words, they are spiritual words, they are powerful words, and you're growing more mighty because you're going to rule heaven and earth. You're going to control everything. All of the universe is yours. Everything is yours. And the Bible said God has given you all things through Christ Jesus. So all things belong to you. Everything is yours. And now we're right on the verge of God doing away with all of the world and the calamities of the world, and bringing you as the children of God and the children of the resurrection into His wonderful love and embrace, that He might have you throughout eternity to possess all that He hath. Folks, listen. The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. That even the offering of the wicked is an abomination in the sight of God. And that there is no peace to the wicked. They are ever like the waves of the ocean that's casting the mire up above upon the bank. And He said, "And I will pursue the wicked until they perish from off of the face of the earth. I will pursue the wicked." And He said, "Ye wicked, beware ye that forget God. For all nations that forget me, I will turn them into hell." And He said, "Beware, ye that forget God, for I will meet you as a bear robbed of her little cubs, and I will tear you into pieces." But we are protected. We are within the love of God. We are in the embrace of God. And all of the world at this time is under the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why God doesn't tear them into pieces. He is showing mercy, giving them the grace of God that they may have time to change their lives and convert and come in to be protected. For He said, "I have no pleasure in death. I have no pleasure even in the death of the wicked. I'd rather that they would repent of their sins," He said. "And I'd rather that they would come to me, that I might save them. For it's not my will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance and have everlasting life. For I didn't send my Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather through my Son or His name, that the world may be saved. For the world was condemned already because of their transgression. As in Adam all die, so as in Christ all are made alive." So then, in saying these few words to you tonight, I want you to realize that the grace is with these people. But they have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, the Bible tells us. That is, they have taken advantage of the grace of God to do their own thing and to practice iniquity and to go on contrary to the will of the Spirit of eternal life. God is the Spirit of life. And they are doing their thing. They're going on with their thing. They're not going with God, but they're going on in their own way of life. And because of this, then that means that they are going to die the death of the wicked, and that they're going to be swallowed up by iniquity and miss this great wonderful thing that's called eternal life. Can you give the Lord a hand? I want you to stand with me. Let's everybody stand together tonight. Something great is taking place. These are words of spirit. These are words of life. And these are the words of the Heavenly Father that sent to His children. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. For he that heareth the word and believeth on him that sent me hath passed from death unto life and shall never come into condemnation. So then tonight, as children of the resurrection, I want you to understand tonight that these words are spirit. And Jesus said, faith cometh by the hearing of the word. And as we speak the word to you tonight, to hear these words, to conceive of these words, to believe in these words, is to become an eternal being, to pass from death unto life, and to have God to supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. For the Bible said, I will make you to ride upon the high places of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob. I will make all of your beds in the time of your sickness. He said, I will make you to be as a tree that's planted by the waters of life. You'll bring forth your fruit in your season, and your leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever you do, he said, shall prosper. My blessing will make you rich and add no sorrow. And I will give unto you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in me, Jesus said. So then we know that God is for us. And to them that sit in the regions of the shadow of darkness, great light is spring up unto these people. So then tonight, we are the children of light. The Bible said, and that day of vengeance, as to judgment from God, shall come upon all the world as a snare, and they shall not know to the hour when it cometh. But he said, you're not children of darkness, but you're children of light. That day is not going to take you unaware. You're going to know when it's nigh, even at the door. And I tell you, according to the signs of the time, it's nigh at hand. One of the signs of the times would be marrying, intermarriage, adultery. He said, and eating and drinking and frolicking. And he said, earthquakes. There will be divers in divers of different places. There will be earthquakes. And everywhere earthquakes are striking. So then there's something happening. Even as we went into Russia and thousands of pieces of literature went out, there, following that, as we left Russia, these great devastating blows of the earthquake came. And many hundreds and thousands of people lost their lives and were mangled in this great calamity. And all the world is happening. And let me say this to you tonight in closing. Jerusalem, the great holy country, where Jesus was crucified, our Lord was crucified. In Jerusalem, they are expecting a great earthquake. They have already discovered that there's a fault line that is running down the Mount of Olives. And that if this great earthquake should strike, it can split the Mount of Olives, divide it asunder. Read it in Zechariah. Read it in the Old Testament. He says the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God, the voice of the archangel. And he will set his feet upon the Mount of Olives. And when he sets his feet upon the Mount of Olives, it will cleave in half. If this great earthquake is on the verge of striking, then that means that the coming of the Lord must be at hand. It must be at hand. See, something is about to happen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Folks, are you ready? Are you ready? If you're not ready, tonight is the time to get ready. Today is the day of salvation, and now is the time to get ready. And while they're playing and while they're singing, I want to give an altar call tonight. And you know what I'd like for you to do? I would like for every one of you to step out tonight and come up here to band together with me for this crusade and for the souls of mankind in the Filipino Islands. I would like for every one of you to come. Would you do that tonight? Everybody, would you come up here and just stand around here to pray with me tonight? Would you do that while they're singing? Come on, folks. Come on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and let's worship the Lord a few minutes before we dismiss. We won't hold you long tonight. Would you come up here? Just step out for God. And let me know and let the Lord know that you want to stand for Him. That you're with us in this crusade. That you're with us for lost souls. That when the Lord Jesus appears in that great day, that He'll take pleasure in you.
in that great day, he'll say that these are they that stood with me in the time of the crisis and in the time of need. Will you stand for God tonight? I never will forget. In the great battle, that was the conflict of the early years down around the Alamo.
Wonderful.
I remember how William Travis stood as to the recording of history and drawed a line in the battle when he saw that it was a battle unto death. And he drawed the line. And he said, everyone that's going to stand with me, step over the line. Can you step over the line for Christ tonight? We're drawing the line to see who will step over for Christ tonight and stand for him tonight. If you've never had this experience with God, then let me invite you tonight to come and have this experience. If you don't have eternal life tonight, let me invite you to come and have this eternal life. Because God wants you to have eternal life. He's no respecter of person. And it's not his will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance and have everlasting life. Wouldn't you like to have everlasting life tonight? Will you come, beloved friend? Many of them are standing here tonight, as you see. But would you come? Would you come tonight? Come on. Come on and stand here with us. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Come on. Come on and stand with us. People of Manila, come and stand for Jesus tonight. Will you come and take your stand for Jesus tonight? Don't be timid. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Come and take your stand for Jesus tonight. Will you do that? I know you will. I know you will. I know you will. My confidence is in you. God has confidence in you that in this hour when he's trying to reach lost humanity, that you will honor his blood. Honor the sufferings of Jesus. Folks, the Bible said to pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape those things that's coming on the earth. Great, horrible things are coming. The Bible said it will be so severe that men will pray to die, to get out of the pain and misery. And remember, in that day, the Bible said, and there shall be no healing medicines. Remember, medicines cannot heal. It is God that heals. And when the blood comes off of the seat of atonement, when God takes his blood away, there won't be any healing medicines. It is God that is allowing these medicines to do good. It is God's blessing that comes down to let you have a place in a hospital or some place to get relief from pain. But when he withdraws, the Bible said in that day the medicine won't heal anymore. There will be no healing medicines. And people will seek to get away from the pain. They will gnaw their tongues with pain. And they'll seek to get away from the pain. But they won't be able to escape the pain. They'll even beg to die. But they won't be able to die. They'll have to stand and face the horrors of miseries and all of these things. Pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape these things that's coming on the earth. You're so beautiful as you stand before me, hands lifted up. You're so beautiful as the people of the Philippines, standing for God on this side of the world. Standing for God on this side of the world. Let's lift our hands up and love the Lord. I was talking to Brother Chris today. Brother Chris, a wonderful brother, a great brother, a brother that loves the Lord, that stands for the truth. A great, wonderful brother. And this brother is standing in this crusade and with this crusade, Brother Chris. How wonderful. You're standing with him and you're standing with us tonight. Can you lift those hands up? I want to pray for your salvation tonight. And I want to pray for your healing tonight. I'm not going to bring anybody across the ramp tonight. I'm just going to pray for you as a mass. But tomorrow night and all through the revival, we're going to try to pick the right night as faith is moving and bring you across the ramp and lay hands on you. Last night, God was moving in such a great, mighty way. It was like a Pentecostal outpouring. I would have loved to stay and just pray and work with you. But night after night, we're going to try to work with you. I love you tonight, and I know you love us or you wouldn't be here. And I know you love Jesus. So I want you to lift those hands tonight to heaven. I would that men everywhere lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting, the Bible says. And tonight, lift up those hands of faith. God's healing in this meeting, and God's going to to continue to heal in this meeting because by the help of God, I'm going to continue to pray. I can feel your faith already. I can feel the Holy Ghost moving over you already. I can tell there's faith in this audience already. And I can feel God healing right here already. Folks, lift up those hands and lift up faith to God. Hallelujah. While we pray here, I want you to lift up your faith to God. I want you to pray tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I want you to heal tonight. I want you to bless tonight. I want you to touch tonight by your great, wonderful power. Save these people tonight. Heal these people tonight. Through the great, miraculous God, as we stand here with you, in the name of Jesus, trusting your great, wonderful Spirit and the resurrection of the dead, Christ Jesus. Lift your hands up tonight and just love the Lord. Can you love the Lord tonight? I feel God moving here tonight, doing something in a great way. And I believe that you'll believe with me tonight. We'll see God do the miraculous in this meeting, and we'll see great things take place here tonight. Can you lift your hands up and let's love the Lord tonight? Can you? We're going to worship God together tonight as we pray again with you. Father in heaven, lifting up our hands to thee tonight. We're asking you to move over this audience tonight. Father, break the yoke tonight. I want the miracles of God to be here, and I want the power of God to be here tonight. I want you to heal, and I want you to deliver tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, grant your blessings here tonight as these people come together. Oh, God, in the wonderful name of Jesus, as they come together tonight to worship thee, I'm asking you, Lord, to bless these people. I'm asking you to supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory, to give them the blessing that they're in need of tonight, to give them the healing that they're in need of tonight, oh, God. I'm asking you to stand with these people tonight, Father, to bring the power of God in their midst. Father, that we can have a great crusade here. Oh, God, as Satan has been driven out. Oh, God, that we can have a great crusade that will reach throughout the great Filipino islands and that Manila will know that God has come into their midst. I want you to do that tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and love the Lord tonight. Can you lift up your hands and love the Lord tonight? Come on, folks. Let's worship God tonight. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.